This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. We're back for another series, and this one I'm calling Managing Depression After Counseling. This is sort of the story of Scott, if you will. Scott went through fairly intensive counseling for depression about a year ago, and he stopped by and visited with me. I had asked him if he'd be willing to be honest with me about some of the struggles that he had after he finished counseling. A lot of people struggle after counseling, and yet they don't think they should, or they don't know that anybody else does. And you can kind of recreate some of the negative stuff that you had going on. Based on my conversation with Scott, I put it in a letter as if he'd written it to me, and I want to read that letter to you today. Dear Brent, I wanted to let you know about my journey since I went through an intensive counseling process to help me understand and deal with and hopefully overcome depression. A number of things have been bothering me throughout the months since that time. I had what I consider to be an excellent therapeutic process through a combination of intensive therapy, pastoral care, and medications accompanied by the divine work of the Holy Spirit. After 4 months, I was completely changed in terms of how I understood the kinds of things I was telling myself and how I was working against myself and how I felt more alive than I had in a long time. That feeling has for the most part continued over the past year. However, I must admit that a number of things have happened that have made me feel less than successful. It's hard for me to be honest with you because I fear this means that I'm a failure. But that is just what I said to myself before, and I have to get over that. About 3 months after treatment, I was feeling so good, and I ran into a glitch where I couldn't get the newer medications. So I ended up just stopping my medications. Since it didn't seem to bother me too much or too negatively at first, I decided to stay off and not get back on them. It wasn't a real big decision of mine, but it did make me feel better because on some level I felt like I was using medication as a crutch. Now I'm realizing that I've begun a slow decline really since that time, and I'm battling with myself about going on the medication again or staying on it or whatever. I also struggle with overextending myself. It was easy to give a testimony when I was feeling quite good. But now that I'm having down days, I'm a little bit more reticent to speak up. However, I am still overextended, and I find that I am unprepared. This is hard to balance, and I know that life happens, and life is a struggle like you say, but sometimes it makes me feel bad that I was open about my healing when I was doing okay, and now I feel like I'm not where I was, and I don't want people to know. I had a really depressed day about 3 months after treatment, and I got really anxious, and I thought I was heading into a full-blown depression again. Fortunately, I started right back up and was feeling good the next day. This has happened regularly a few times, and it doesn't really bother me the same, except that I've recently experienced the feeling of being down in the valley more days than I care to admit. How do I know if I'm entering into another depression? Or if this is just a bit of a longer downtime than before? Finally, it's really hard to manage my schedule. I struggle with giving myself the time that I need to take care of myself. Any thoughts you have about any of these would be really appreciated. Am I better? Yes, definitely. But it's so easy to fall back into the old habits. Thanks for being a resource to me, Scott. Wow. That's a powerful situation Scott is talking about. I identify 5 areas that I think are important, and we'll talk about these over the next 5 programs. The first one I call overextended and underprepared. Scott is indicating that he's very concerned that he feels like he's out of control, basically. He's overextended, and for what he's committed to, he's underprepared. That's the first one. We'll talk about that today. The second one is transparency and vulnerability. It's very difficult for Scott to be open now, especially when he's having a little bit more downtime. It was easy to be transparent and vulnerable when you were in victory, as we could say. It's less so when you're struggling. That's two. Program three, the battle with the pills. This is a really big issue for people. It doesn't matter whether it's antidepressant medication or medication for anxiety or even blood pressure medication. I think we all struggle with taking pills at some level. Program four looks at the question, is this a trough or is it the valley of despair? How do you know if you're going into a major depression? The fifth and final program, at least until I get done with it, we'll talk about scheduling healing times, taking care of yourself, and building it into your schedule. Let's go back to the first one, which is overextended and underprepared. Overextended is a typical problem that I think many people have who've come out of a depression experience. I think it's related to our inflated sense of what we can do. I also think it's related, Scott, to a desire to prove to yourself and to others that you're okay. And sometimes, not that you are just okay, but that you are better than you were before. But you know what I think about this? I think it's just a new form of an old lie. It's a setup. It's the whispering of the evil one telling us that we can do things if we really were okay. If we really were healed, we shouldn't be depressed ever again. And I don't think that's borne out in history, in biblical truth, and in emotional health. We're going to be overextended, but that doesn't mean that therefore we just sit and wait to be depressed again. I think what you need to do, Scott, is that you need to keep a careful account of what you're doing. Chances are you got depressed the first time, or you got seriously depressed based on the overcommitment that you made. It was too easy to want to be successful in everything that you did. It was too frustrating for you not to feel like you could say no. Indeed, you didn't want to say no. You wanted to be all to everybody. And so you kept saying yes, and you got overextended. You got feeling out of control. You got feeling helpless. And you got depressed. So it's very important that we not go back into that style of living, Scott. Have a careful account. Keep track. Keep your planner up to date. Write down exactly what you have to do. But then secondly, most important, have someone who looks over that with you. Could this be your spouse if you're married? Well, I think so. But if you won't listen to your spouse, maybe it needs to be a supervisor or a coworker who will say, hey, Scott, wait a minute. You're doing too much here. That's way too much for this month. What can you change? It's important to remember that it took you a while to get depressed. And it took you a while to work through it to be back to a less depressed state, and it's still going to take you a while to get over most of the difficulties. And just like if you had a sprained ankle, after counseling, you're still going to be sensitive in those areas that you went into counseling for. It's important to see that you may be dealing with this for quite a while, but I want to digress a minute. First of all, I want to say, wow, Scott, this is really great. Why am I saying that? Well, because you're different. You weren't talking to people about how you were feeling. You were denying your depression. You were keeping it a secret between yourself and others. You were very different. Just the fact of talking to me means that you're doing something different this time. Secondly, Scott, it will never be exactly the same as it was before. That's a lie. It will be different because you went through this and you've learned new things, you've seen them work, and you will probably see them continue to work. You will have down times for the rest of your life. That's reality. You or I can't change that. I have down times, but they will probably be situational and sporadic. You've learned ways to manage this, and as we'll discover over this series of programs, there are some things that you can do to reaffirm what you've learned. Sometimes it's as simple as pulling out your notes, but then it becomes hard because you have to practice what you've learned. But you are different. It is different. It's not the same. it won't be the same, and you can go on from here. Thanks so much for sharing, Scott. And to the rest of you, talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.